Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Someone on Twitch said, I really don't expect camels anywhere. And I don't know why that made me laugh so much. So thank you, sir, for that laugh. This hour on The Score brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
You see the story of Karl Anthony Towns today? Karl Anthony Towns on what his new pregame ritual is to get pumped up.
For me, I've really just been watching two gorillas fight before every game. I've been addicted to that. I'm watching gorillas fight all day.
Watching two gorillas fight to the death.
Oh.
He has a video that he likes to watch.
There you go.
Anyway, it's a great film. It really is.
And he watches them fight to the death. Some real Animal Kingdom stuff.
It's the same. He's got one video.
It's
going to get old fast.
I don't have many details.
He's going to know what happened. Hey, here's where Gorilla B comes in with the left.
Zookeeper! Those two monkeys are killing each other!
They're having sex.
Oh? These are the details that we get.
Man.
With the NBA being back.
The gorilla?
Yeah, the gorilla. That's kind of badass, is it not? Karl Anthony Towns, thoughtful dude. But he's like, so how do you, when you step over that line and come into the game, like, how do you switch off from, like, thoughtful and empathetic to, you know...
To savage fighting in the blocks.
Yeah, aggressor. Video of gorillas fighting to the death.
I'm watching videos of gorillas fighting to death right now. They throw punches.
They're just, yeah.
They do.
They throw punches like
closed
human
fist.
Boxers.
Closed
Roland
fist.
Groots.
Wow.
Like human boxers, they throw punches.
That's us, man. When you watch that, it's like, yeah, there we are. There we are.
Oh, you're a big Evolution guy?
Yeah, long-time Evolution
me
guy.
Me too.
Yeah.
Anthony in New Jersey. What's up, Anthony?
Yes, Mike. I got one free agency target that I think he would fit perfect with the Giants.
Who's that?
The Gorilla.
Okay. Thanks for bringing that to the show, Anthony. It really was a help.
One, two, three.
And here we go, Jim.
Here we go.
Here we go, Jim.
Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons 2 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Where the top of the hour is brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Spiegs, at 5:45, we will not be on the air today. Chuck Swirsky will, because Bulls basketball is back in all of our lives and here on the home of Bulls basketball, 670 The Score.
Big time onions!
And it is the most anticipated Bulls season since Derrick Rose was on the Bulls. Right? Full stop? I think that is pretty obvious at this point.
I think that's absolutely true. Absolutely true. I mean, there was some intrigue for the three alphas, but there was also plenty of doubt because they had said younger and more athletic, and then they let Dwayne Wade direct their offseason instead. But yeah, man, I think since the heyday of believing that things could happen in a really good way for the Bulls with Derek there. So yeah, no, I think you're absolutely right. And it also strikes me, Danny, that sports fans in this town could use some enjoyment, you know, like a team that functions well, a team that's headed in the right direction. Obviously, the White Sox are overall, and that was great fun during the course of the year, but the ending left a sour taste, and now there's some unrest as people wait for Rick Hahn to talk and everything like that. And we know about all the other fan bases and where things stand, but like the Bulls are a genuine option for sports enjoyment and fun for a fan, and even if you're not a huge basketball person, you've got opportunities here.
I think so. I mean, look, there's excitement about the Bears because of Justin Fields. There's excitement about the White Sox because they're awesome. And then the Hawks and the Cubs are in various states of non-competitiveness. Obviously, the Hawks has been really ugly early. The Cubs will see what type of resources they pour into the team. The Bulls, for me, it's not just the return of relevance. It's the return of being an attractive destination and the feeling of different. And John Paxson got blamed for things that he didn't deserve to be blamed for. I actually think their draft record was pretty good, all things considered. I thought that Tibbs deserved a lot more credit than they were willing to give him for turning, you know, Joakim Noah into the player that he became, Taj Gibson into the player that he became, obviously Jimmy Butler into the player that they became. But the only reason that team was ever a contender was because of luck, was because of 1.7%. And Derrick Rose. This, now that they're gone and pushed to the side after an 18-year run, it just feels fresh. Like, I have no reason to have cynicism about any of the Bulls' moves because they're all being done by someone and someone's new. And so just the removal of, like, cynicism and the reemergence of benefit of the doubt.
That's clean.
It's so great. Like, I told you that I thought they gave DeRozan an extra year, right? Like one more year than I personally was comfortable with given his age. But, okay, they had to get him. They can trade him. These guys, Mark Eversley knows him very well, obviously. Like, I totally am open to the possibility that I am wrong about that, and I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. Right? Like, it's just so clean. Like, I wanted Lonzo. They got Lonzo. They got Lonzo the second free agency opened. Zach LaVine's an in-his-prime superstar that they shouldn't need to trade, like Jimmy Butler, because they've actually supported him with other things. He was just on the Olympic team. He just won a gold medal. You know, I think he's going to go to an All-Star game again. He could lead the league in scoring, conceivably. Like, it's just... it's a very exciting newness to the Bulls.
Well, I feel you. And obviously, you're talking about it from a zoomed-out perspective of looking at the state of the franchise and the state of the front office and in the context of the last 20 years. And that is all there. But it's also just like moment-to-moment basis, like game-to-game basis, like pure watching. There's a bunch of stuff. Like, I was realizing... just their overall offensive style, they're going to play fast, man.
Yes.
They're going to play really fast. There's going to be a lot of running, a lot of fast breaking, also a lot of really willing passers, moving the ball up the floor, an attacking offense. Like, now, look, and you were talking about a point guard all last year. With Lonzo, when he's got the ball, if he's going to be the guy setting the offensive style and tempo for this thing, and everybody's going to be kind of feeding off of that, which I think he will do a lot when it's not Zach, that he's going to define the pace and style with running and going for long passes. He loves covering a lot of ground with passes, and everybody's got to have their eyes up and just turn and hustle. And he's that way defensively. There's going to be like a defensive component to that in terms of defense turning into fast breaks. There's going to be moments where it feels like the Dobermans a little bit, Johnny Box Dobermans, of like getting in the passing lanes and just getting out and running as quickly as possible. And they haven't played that kind of style in a long time. I'm really looking forward to what should be a very fun, exciting, fast offensive style where they score a lot.
And that's without Coby White for a while, who is the fastest guy on the team still with the ball in his hands, right? Like, Lonzo will push the ball up the floor and is a great passer, and LaVine's a great athlete, but Coby White's the fastest guy.
For sure. Lonzo is going to push the ball with the passes more than he is with his own dribble.
Yeah. I don't think it will be like one set guy initiating the offense, like, because Lonzo will play off the ball a lot. They'll have the ball in LaVine's hands a lot because Lonzo's a good catch and shoot
three-pointer, and he's not, at least historically, been the best like finisher at the rim off the pick and roll. So now he's added something to his game every single year. So I don't want to put a cap on what Lonzo Ball can become as an offensive player. Like maybe he adds the floater, like a running floater from 12 feet, and then all of a sudden he's a much more dangerous pick and roll player.
I would much rather see Zach in the pick and roll with Vooch, or DeRozan in the pick and roll with Vooch, or you know that kind of thing for sure. I don't know how much of it they're going to run. Like maybe they'll be a little bit more creative. You've got options now, where I mean, people know what the pick and roll is, right, Danny?
I think people do.
One guy has the ball, the other guy comes over, sets a screen on the first guy's defender. Then, based on how that guy reacts, the dribbler can take a jumper, drive. You know, like it's a two-man game, but they might not do that as much as they did last year because there's a lot of people saying that Zach's going to spend a bunch of time off the ball. And Zach as a scorer, a shooter, a driver, and dunker, not having to draw people to him and be a playmaker, which was intermittently successful last year, it might be a hell of a lot more comfortable for Zach to be a two guard, a classic, you know, a more classic Klay Thompson two guard or Jordan two guard, like a guy who can just be given the ball in positions where he likes it and not have to try and create things.
Zach's the best player on the team. I'm fascinated to see because it always happens when you have had your first Olympic experience, right? What did you learn?
Yeah.
What did you take from it? Whether it's a tangible basketball item, it's a work ethic item, it's a leadership item. The most famous example of the modern times is what the LeBron class of guys learned from Kobe in the 08 Olympics with they're down to Spain and the practices and the work ethic, and everyone's like, oh damn, like we got to work like, you know, Melo and Wade and LeBron, they're like, oh, we got to work like Kobe,
right, in
order to be great, right?
Don't you think it's possible that Zach shows up with a different level of confidence and a different level of demanded accountability of his teammates to show up and play hard every night?
I hope so. So to me, it starts with him because he is the best player on the team. Mm-hmm. Like DeRozan is a very nice secondary scoring option and a veteran and a pro's pro, but he is not as special as he once was, right? Like this is not DeMar DeRozan at his peak. Vooch is on the wrong side of 30 and you still need someone to get him the ball, right? So as a secondary piece, he's a very nice option, but this team still will go as far as Zach goes. So to me, Zach's the most interesting. But then I probably go to Lonzo.
Like, I agree because Lonzo has not hit his ceiling as an NBA guy by any stretch. And we know he has a terrific court sense and is now and has something to prove as well.
Like, he's 23 years old.
Oh, my God.
He's 23.
There's so much potential upside to what his game can be.
So what is that? And where is the next step in the development? Right? Is it on-ball defense? He's a good off-ball defender. Is it on-ball defense? Is it finishing at the rim and becoming a 20-point-per-game scorer instead of a 14-point-per-game scorer? Like, what's the next evolution of Lonzo Ball's game? Where does it come? Is it in making other people better? Is it making himself more efficient as a scorer? Like, because he's a pretty efficient player, especially from three. But like, what's the next part of Lonzo's game?
Let me give you my thought on that, because it's wonderful that he can shoot. That's great, and that will come in handy when it's not about him with the ball. But when he does have the ball, I want to see him develop that Rajon Rondo-esque feel for the game, control of tempo, and understanding which scorer needs it at which time and how to get them the ball, where to get them the ball with this group. I want to see him learn to have the game on a string. And we know what that looks like when Rondo was rolling, when they would have beaten the Celtics in that playoff series if Rondo didn't get hurt.
Yep.
Even with the crap year and the chaotic chemistry, I feel like the ceiling for Lonzo as a point guard would be to control the game that way. And Rondo, not a pick-and-roll scorer, not at all. So like, right? So I feel like that comp, if that's what Lonzo could be and be that kind of aggressive, willing defender,
he's
like
a better shooter than Rondo.
That's the thing.
He's a better shooter than Rondo.
You'll have that as the upside. I mean, there were times where Rondo would do all that stuff and he'd be there and they'd be giving him space and he wouldn't take the shot. But that level of control as a point guard, like we haven't, I'm interested whether Lonzo can develop that. And because then if everybody on this team could trust the point guard to actually be that guy who helps decide which buttons get pressed, oh man, then you get a real clean thing if everybody's trusting the point guard like that.
And then the X factor is the homegrown guy. Because a texter says, you know, the only thing that I feel like that sucks about this Bulls team is that I wish they were more homegrown. Well, we'll see what Coby White becomes. That would be a homegrown guy. And Patrick Williams. That's your X factor. What is his ceiling? Is it... Now, saying Kawhi is obviously like the one percentile comp. But is it a Kawhi, Paul George, Jimmy Butler, all NBA caliber, top 15 in the league, two-way player, plus offense, plus defense? If it's that, and it's that in any near-term timetable, this team can be really damn special.
Right, and if it is that, then he could also be a guy who bridges from LaVine being the best player to whatever your next thing is. Like, you know, so you
Mainly Vooch, right? I mean, like, if Vooch is signed, like, 32, mm-hmm. right? Like, because LaVine should have at least 3 or 4 years of prime offensive scoring where he's one of the 10 or 12 best offensive players in the entire sport. Like, that should be at least another 4 seasons, I would say, mm-hmm. for Zach LaVine. And so how quick... I'm going to assume that that's not what happens with Patrick Williams, right? Like, that's just...
That ceiling?
Yeah, like, it's...
Sure, and we probably... this will be another year where, at best, we see glimpses of it and development of it, just because there's so many...
Other options.
There's so many other options. There's so many... And people are going to need theirs, you know? And people are really going to need theirs, which is why I keep thinking about, you know, Lonzo being the guy who, on the floor, helps dictate when people... get theirs. Like Patrick Williams is, as your starting power forward on a team that is lacking beef, he's gonna have to rebound and defend around the rim an awful lot.
He's gonna have to guard the big wings. Like Caruso, who we should talk about, is a very good defensive player, but he's not a 34 minute a game guy, you know? Like, and you have other guys that are going to necessitate more time on the floor. Like Caruso is he's a gritty player. He was like everyone's favorite. He was the fan favorite in LA. He was like one of LeBron's favorite teammates. He, you know, there was the viral moment of Rihanna seemingly checking him out, and he was like, "Yeah, I'm going to go dap up Rihanna next time for the culture." Like, he plays into the bit of being the white guy with swag who wears the headband that gets to, right, like, travel with LeBron and be more popular and famous than he really is. So, but he's a good player.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. As we try to bring it back down to the moment and the game and, like, the right now, the Caruso love is going to be out of control. Right?
He will be very popular in this city.
This is going to be Scalabrini, but... actually good plays. Yeah, Scalabrini, but important.
Yeah, like Heinrich, you know, like yeah. Heinrich with more personality.
Sure.
Yeah, it's
like,
gonna
like Nocioni, but speaks English.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, he's going to be very popular. He's going to be.
Kobe's the black mamba, and Scalabrini's the white mamba. Oh my goodness.
Oh boy.
But it's a good team, and the gel, like, how quickly they come together thing. I agreed with what you said in transition. They don't have, I mean, everyone has ego in that sport, frankly. Like,
sure.
But they don't seem to have the ego that is detrimental.
They don't, there's, there's nobody that's bringing the negative energy that we're seeing so far.
Levine knows, like, he wants to be paid.
Uh-huh.
But he knows that in order for him to achieve the accolades and the respect for his skill set, he needs to win. Like,
yes.
Like, Zach LaVine doesn't see a difference between him and, say, Damian Lillard offensively. But Damian Lillard has carried teams to playoff series wins in the Western Conference and dropped 50 in playoff games before.
Zach's never had a winning season. This
right.
is his opportunity. It's like they're all hungry still to prove stuff. And there is no negative personality yet that we've known of, like you're talking about. There is nobody like at cross purposes yet at this point. All those things, of course, could develop. But if you've been watching at all, there's so much smiling and laughing and energy with this group. There is so much of that. The enthusiasm is there, and the joy for, like, all right, let's see how good we can be is there. And this is what I said in transitions, like, that enthusiasm and that excitement to see how good they can be and wanting to show up and prove it every night, like they've wanted to show up and prove it in freaking preseason, in a regular season, that's going to get you a lot of wins.
All right.
That will get you wins just by the mere fact of showing up like that. And that's why, you know, four seed, let's go. That's the dream ceiling right now for me, is four seed, host a playoff series in the East.
Bigger concern, and I would say two biggest on the floor. Not enough three-point shooting, not enough rim defense.
Yeah, rim defense is number one for me. But they can solve that, right? They can solve that at the deadline.
In theory, you could solve it at the deadline. So much of the good teams dominate at the three-point line. Like, they yeah. should be a really good offensive team, but you can find yourself playing from behind real quick if you can't hit the three. But
Vooch is going to be out there a lot, you know.
I know, and obviously LaVine can do it.
Yeah, and Lonzo can shoot it, and Caruso can shoot it a little bit, but it's going to be. It's gonna be a lot of Vooch on the perimeter, and he's gonna be told to take those shots, to shoot fast and shoot often.
So we're taking you up to Bulls basketball, and we can introduce you to an absurd headline with an old friend next on the Score.
What makes you think the wins will come?
If you build it, they will come, Joel. Seen that movie?
I have seen it.
He's in the movie, Joel?
Okay. I've seen it. Well, but I mean, at the same time, they haven't come yet.
Okay.
You guys are trying to build this.
I'm not gonna dispute you on that.
Good. Bottom of the hour brought to you by DuckDuckGo. The vibes are very positive around the Bulls, and we are positively thrilled that Jim Boylan is no longer the coach. However, he did get a new gig. It was announced today that Jim Boylan has been named the head coach for the USA Men's World Cup qualifying team for their November tournament.
Congratulations.
How about that?
Okay. All right. So USA basketball.
USA basketball.
Is like, you know what? We need some new blood. Need some new blood around here. Sure, it's a low-level thing. It's probably G League talent, but...
That's the growth plate.
Yeah. That's... What makes them choose that guy?
I don't know. But
as
it's
a
just,
head coach.
Head coach. It's just... It does speak to... the network of, like, yes. Man, if you know the right people, once you get a job, you keep getting jobs.
The current coach at the top of the power triangle, not even a triangle, the current coach, most important coach who works for USA Basketball is Greg Popovich.
Yeah.
So Jim Boylan has worked with Greg Popovich.
He mentioned that a time or two.
Yeah, it came up a couple times.
Rudy Tomjanovich as well, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
All right, what else you got for reasons to be excited about the Bulls?
I don't think we've talked enough about it, but just because we're so excited about Lonzo and we have Zach and everything. But DeMar DeRozan, I know he's a little older, but is still one of the best mid-range scorers in the NBA. Might still be like a top three, top four mid-range scorer. He was the best at it a couple of seasons ago, and certainly in his Toronto heyday. And we haven't had a chance to watch him and, like, live with him. His hero was Kobe. grew up out there, went to USC, a big Kobe guy, and he has the footwork and the arsenal of mid-range shots to make that kind of comp actually make some sense. He's got the beautiful turnaround jumper, like a later a Jordan turnaround jumper. He's got post moves, pull-up jumper, step-back jumper. Like, it's and there'll be times when he's just going to be cooking, and you're going to be like, oh, my God, look at that. Nobody can stop him. So that's going to be really fun. That's one thing I wanted to mention.
I think that DeRozan is very, very solid. He's a better passer than people might expect him to be. He will be like a secondary offensive initiator, right? Like, if your first action gets closed down and you swing the ball around to DeMar DeRozan,
he can take care of it and score for you.
That's which they haven't had.
Right. So to have that like as an option in your back pocket is going to be hot, and it'll be used most like you're talking about. But there'll be nights also where he's carrying you. There'll be nights where he's the guy with 32. You know?
I agree. Yeah, that should happen. How many? I'll look it up. How many 30-point games he had last year? A bunch of people texting this one in too. In response to the texter said, "I wish there was more homegrown talent." Ayo Dosunmu.
That's the other one. That's where I was going to go, and we're not going to see a lot of them, unfortunately. But you've got a chance in some blowouts either way, you know, and maybe more as we go along. And it's a great group for him to be around, but certainly something fun to have on this team.
Chicago kid, grew up listening to The Score, big D Rose guy, big Kobe guy, goes to Illinois, goes back to Illinois to try to bring him a championship, gets drafted by the hometown team, friend of the show, very cool story, obviously. I don't know how much he's going to play, like you said, probably not. If things go well, he's probably not playing a lot. And second round picks often don't play and don't stick in the league. So it's like, I don't want to hope traffic on Io's role or long term future with the Bulls, because the DAC is just, it's stacked very against him.
Yeah.
But, you know, he had some moments in preseason. He had some moments in summer league. And all it takes is an opportunity for those guys. Like, if they just get the opportunity, maybe something happens for it. And yes, it'll be fun to see him on the bench.
Yes, and you know, the only guys remaining from the guard packs era are Zach and Kobe White. And I still don't think they love Kobe White. And it's a big year. If they get comfortable with the idea of Io or of somebody else, whether it's Troy Brown Jr. or somebody taking some of that time, Kobe White trade rumors will be a thing this year.
They will. I mean, they need him, though, to come back and be healthy first. You know, like, he's got to come back and play, and then you'd like him to play well. You don't want to sell for 20 cents on the dollar if you can avoid it. And it depends what his role is. Instant offense off the bench.
Yeah, it's time for him to get his Jamal Crawford on.
Yeah, that is a speed, secondary ball handler, shooter off the ball. Like, I think that there's definitely a role where he can have a lot of value on this team or in the NBA. But, man, that injury was real, real tough for him heading into a big offseason. But a season of excitement and enthusiasm, and it all take place right here on The Score. Chuck Swirsky handles your pregame. Bill Weddington is off, so Stephen Bardo is in as the color analyst. So that'll be a very fun listen, like it always is. Connor O'Donnell running the Twitch chat and video stream. Thank you, sir. Our guests today were Vincent Goodwill and Mark Grody. Shane Reardon is our executive producer. Thank you, sir. Chris Tannehill makes us sound better than we are each and every day. For Matt Spiegel, I'm Danny Parkins. Bulls basketball coming up. We are Parkins and Spiegel. This is The Score.
Okay. All right. Thank God that's over. I got a headache. All right. So anyway, I got to be honest, Bill. That's just too much. That's over the top.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.